Folks, you and I have grown up, if you were in a church setting, especially a Baptist, we've grown up listening to people talk about peace. Jesus says they will cry, peace, peace, but no peace will come to them. Peace, peace, but there is no peace. Do you really think we're at peace with Iran? Do you really believe what you're hearing? And let me share this with you. That's not the peace that Jesus was talking about. I want you to listen today concerning the great paradox of peace. Jesus is ministering. He's talking to not only just groups. When Jesus taught, he taught to the spirit of the listeners. It was his word that was reverberating off of the spiritual heart of the true listeners. Many had hardened their heart and they said, what's he talking about? Yet Jesus knew that everyone must have the opportunity. It is not the peace of this world that Jesus came for, folks. That is not accurate. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Well, once you got to looking and studying, and all of our scholars let us know now, that's not exactly the scripture. The scripture truly reads, peace on earth to men of goodwill. Jesus himself said, I've come to bring you peace. I've come to give you something that the world can never give you. I'm coming, and I'm coming for a purpose. And you happen to be my purpose in coming. I love you. Many Christians today wonder, why? Christian, listen to me. You and I will be wondering why, as long as we're in this body. And there's nothing really wrong with that because we're in a human condition. But you need to have faith. You know they're in a better place now. Yeah, well, they're not with me. We're family. I hurt on the inside. Oh, I'm thankful for what you say about them being with the Lord. But what about me? I'm the family. I hurt. I'm broken on the inside. That is exactly the peace that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to give. Not the peace on earth. Let's look at God's true message of peace today. I want God to set my soul afire with the truth about peace. Not what men say, yeah, we're working on peace here. People have been working on peace from nation to nation ever since time begun, right? Have you seen peace yet? Very short periods of time, they say, all is at peace. Do you know what that short period of time, what's going on? Everybody's building up, getting ready for the next battle, the next war. And Jesus said, I know the kind of peace that you need. You can put me in a nation that protects me. You can put me in a nation that I know no enemy is going to come through and no enemy dare touch the military of that nation. The United States of America, I can tell you folks, there is no greater armed forces throughout all the world with all of the nations combined greater than the American soldier, the American warrior. None. What happens when leadership sell their heart, their soul to Satan? This happens. Has it ever happened before? It's happened in every generation. That's why we don't say that this is what it's about. Listen to this. I hear this quoted all the time. This is a statement direct from Jesus. Matthew 5, verse 9, from the Sermon on the Mount. And it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. And then I listened to folks saying, no, he's a peacemaker. You know what the Bible says about the peacemaker? They're sons of God. Oh, praise God for the peacemaker. Yet, you may see peace on earth for a short period because God did not send his son. Jesus did not come as God incarnate to bring peace to this earth. He came to bring peace to your soul, to who you really are. Not this vehicle you're walking around in. This vehicle that God has given us, called a human body, the human existence, is temporary. It starts falling apart until you're looking and thinking about, I'm going to stand up and go to the other side of the room, and then you say, nah, I forgot what I was going for anyway. That's the human existence. That's what happens to us. But you see, I'm not going to see my risen Savior in this physical human body. One day, if before he comes, what's called their second coming, although we have no idea how many times Jesus came back and forth on the earth, every time he touches your heart, he's here. When I said yes to Jesus, did you know that he said, Larry, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And do you know what makes me feel bad? I know that I'm going to try to walk away from him. And I know the next step could be me forsaking what I say, who I say I love. Lord, I love you. Well, Larry, how about doing what I teach you? Well, it's just not popular, Lord. It's just not popular. Christian, do you realize Jesus Christ, God incarnate, the Son of God, was the most unpopular existence on planet Earth? Well, they all loved him. Yeah, really? They put him on a cross, beat him, mocked him, spit on him, mocked the blood of God. And they say, we'll have peace now. For the Romans and the Jewish leaders say, he is not the Messiah. Let's kill him. You know, I never could understand why that if they truly believe he's not the Messiah, why didn't they let God do the killing? If they were so religious to say, well, our God protects us, but we have to take care of those, slaughter those who we consider blasphemes God's name. The Lord's quite capable of fighting his own battle, folk. Not only that, he is so capable, he is extremely capable enough to take care of every battle in your life, and he says, that's why I came. I did not come to bring peace on this earth. That's the great paradox. Listen to this. Earthly peace. This is Jesus speaking again. Matthew 10:34. He says, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Let me read it again. Matthew 10:34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, any basic reading of Scripture, you will find and understand that the sword of the Lord is the Word of God. That's the sword he's talking about. I came to bring a sword, not to make peace on earth. I came because I love you. I came, and when I came with love. When I went to the cross, I went to the cross with love. When I was bleeding on that cross, I was bleeding through love. When I died on that cross, I died for love. What a Valentine Day. The love of Almighty God, the greatest love story that has ever been told. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to believe, he says. Now, if you have trouble believing, then believe of what you've seen me do in your life. If you do not believe me, he told them, believe the miracles. Well, you know, the Lord just doesn't deal in miracles anymore. Really, we know better than that, Christian. Every one of us are miracles. Do you realize that we serve a God that controls everything? I always go back to Joshua fighting the Battle of Jericho, marching around, and the song, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. That had to be a Kentuckian right now. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Yet you get into Scripture, and after the battle and the walls caving in, God is confronting his servant. See, that's what happened. Joshua, all the other servants, sometimes they get a little cocky. Yes, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And then to put him in his place, God said, hey, Joshua, you did not cause those walls to crumble. It was not by your sword that it was conquered. But I sent the hornet. Oh, I requote that all the time. I sent a hornet ahead of you. That little flying bug that'll knock you down if it stings you. Got it? I sent the hornet before you. Now, you might not be afraid in battle of the enemy before you, but I've never met anyone in their right mind when a group of hornets start after them, they say, oh, I'm ready to fight. You run if you have any understanding within your mind. You do everything you can to get away. So the enemies of God were put down by God by his insects. Remember 10 plagues against the Egyptian Pharaoh? Do you know that each plague represented one of their gods? Yep, they worshiped the bugs and all the other stuff. And God used them. Do you remember this? During the plagues, and the insects were coming. Now this is, you want to see a miracle of Scripture? I want you to go as far as the land of Goshen. That's where the Hebrews were. Do you know that the Scripture lets us know that none of the plagues could pass, not one smidgen over into the land of Goshen? They're wiping out. Now, who could do that? God. Not a great army. God. So the Lord says, listen, it'll be the sword from my mouth, my word, that'll make you whole. You want peace? You won't find it from the world. All you get is all of these little tidbits from religious folks that say, well, you know, they're in a better place and all this stuff. But you need peace inside, folks. We're breaking inside, searching for that peace. The paradox, let's look at the spiritual peace. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the peace you're looking for. That's the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's the peace that can bring your spirit hand in hand with God. But Lord, I don't understand. Do you know if God revealed to you or me to where we could humanly understand, we would not understand anyway? We are in this vehicle called a human body on planet Earth, and we're going to get out of it soon for some of us. And you know, we never know. One thing I do know, at whatever time it is, I know Jesus. Yep. I get to heaven over who I know. And his name is Jesus. I'm not going to stand before God and say, "Oh, Lord, don't you dare start bragging on what you have done." Because we've done nothing. Anything good in your life was done out of the love of Almighty God. And you praise God for his love, for his peace. How can so many be so broken, yet they know Jesus, and you look at them. We have a member in our church, gosh, I buried her son through a tragic death, her husband, different family members. How could you find any peace during all of that? Only through the blood of the Lamb. Only through the true peace that God wants to send. Larry, don't you start telling them there's going to be peace on earth. Only time there's ever going to be peace on earth is when I come back. And I happen to know, as Larry Pete, I happen to know the one who's coming. I happen to believe in the blood that he shed for me. Explain it to me. No, I can't do that. If I could explain the love of God, it wouldn't be the love of God. If I could explain to you why I feel so strong that I know I'm going to heaven to be with my Savior, I couldn't explain it to you, because I do not understand the power of grace, the power of faith. I simply accept it. Larry, you want to win a battle? Yes, Lord. Then shut up and watch me fight it. God does it right every time. You know, he never even made a mistake with me. No. My mother's be 102 in August, and she always says, and she tells the doctors and all around, she said, "You know, I never did want him." And they say, "You ought to be thankful you got him." Yeah. But that's my mom. She grew up in that generation, and she's quite straightforward. As I told her, "You got me anyway." See, God looks to our heart. And he says, "I forgive you through your foolishness." Remember the foolish days? Well, like this morning. About a few minutes ago or a few seconds ago. It's the real world, folks. We got to get real in this real world. Now, one day I'm going to be with the Lord. But while I'm on this earth, I want peace. Peace that I don't understand. And Jesus says to us, when you believe in me and you recognize me before men, I will recognize you before my Father in heaven. I will bring you peace within. The peace in combat. And so many saw themselves as dying. And then afterwards, could not explain why they had a peace, but they did. And God delivered. See, when you belong to the Lord, they can't even kill you unless he gives them permission. And if he gives them permission, who am I or you to stand in the way? I got better things waiting. But you and I cannot give up on each other right here on planet Earth. When it comes to preaching the sword of Christ, the word of God, that's the sword, is the word of God. Read it, study it, apply it to your heart. Here's God's conclusion. Not mine, this is God's conclusion of his true message of peace. You ready? 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ. This is the gospel, folks. God was in Christ offering peace and forgiveness to the people of this world. Not to the world, to the people of this world. And he has given us the work of sharing his message about peace. Don't you let someone trick you into believing that great thinker or orator that is telling you, "Oh, you vote for me and this is peace." There'll never be peace from between nations on planet Earth. That's not going to happen until the Lord comes. When the Lord of Lords and King of Kings comes, He says, first I came as a suffering spirit. I came to suffer on your behalf. I came to give who I am for you. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Sunday morning. Happy all the other 6 days. I've come to show you I'm real. But I want to tell you myself, if you've served the Lord for any length of time, you know, when I don't care whether they're preachers or who they are, you'll know whether or not there's something about what they've said just doesn't exactly sound right. That's the peace I'm talking about, folks. That's the peace that surpasses all understanding. He gives you the vision of His sword, which is His word. You want to fight? You want to be on the battle line? Preach the gospel. Preach the word. And God says, when you will preach my word, guess where my word is? I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. You want true peace? You can only find true peace in the heart of Almighty God's Son, Jesus Christ. He conquered the human existence for you and me. It's our personalities that put Him on a cross. It is the evil of this world that mocked Him. And He says, I love you anyway. Can you imagine anyone going through the torture that He went through? And He's got He is God, direct line. And He cries out to His Father, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Rambo wouldn't do that. None of the other heroes of stage and theater. Jesus. He says, watch me fight your battle for you. But Lord, if you're going to take them down, I want to just stick around long enough to see it. I want them to hurt just a little. Can I see that? That's not the heart you need to be thinking of. Do you know why we are to pray for our enemies and those who despitefully use us in many ways? Because they're in trouble with God. Pray for them. Because God loves them too. Some of the hardest core criminals I've dealt with in the prison system over the years ended up being my friend, accepting Christ, protecting me as I was out on the prison yard, this chaplain. I think, Lord, gosh, you can even save me then. Think of this. And if the Lord will save me out of love, have you heard people say this? He saved me, he can save anybody. Think of it. Not only can he, Jesus says, I've come that I might bring you peace. I've come that whosoever believes wherever I am will be with me forever. And then the Lord said, my Father has promised me that I shall not lose one of those He's given me. I am locked in the arms of the Son of God, God incarnate. You, as a Christian, are locked in the arms of God. Now that's peace. God said, don't worry about those who can just kill the body, but after that have nothing to do. But you worry about the one who can also kill the body and cast you into hell. Now, all of these arguments about is hell real? If you ever are looking at Scripture and people are trying to divide the Scripture up and saying, how many times did Jesus say this? Or how many times did it mention in the Bible? Let me tell you. If Jesus says it one time, that's it. It's settled. I don't care what anybody else says. When Jesus says, and the rich man lifted up his eyes being in hell, I believe it. Jesus says there is a place. And he tells us, but you don't have to go there. That's love. That's peace. And God says, I've come to bring you peace. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. I choose to yield my heart to God, to be used to bring the good news to others by both my example and by my words. Let the Christian speak the word of God. Salvation is real. The peace, folks, until you truly feel that kind of peace, we just think we can appreciate it. Put a smile on your face. Now it's not over till God says it's over. So therefore, as just one Christian, I must continue to proclaim His Word, which happens to be classified by God Himself, the sword of God. Let's pray. Father, oh, we lift our heart to you, Lord. And as we lift our heart to you, we lift also all the brokenness. Father, all the brokenness that we ourselves have caused for those around us. Forgive us for it, Father. For the brokenness of our nation, Father, forgive each one. For through your power, our nation would continue to survive. But we've stood back and watched your name be used as unholy. The blood of your Son counted as nothing to the world. And your church has been silent. Forgive us, Father, for our hard-hearted, sin-sick hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for us choosing the foolishness of this world but rejecting the only peace that's possible. I pray now, Father, for each family that's represented here, all those in the listening audience, throughout the world. Father, we ask that your blessing, your word, will be instilled in the heart of so many, and they truly find your peace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.